Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus free delivery, which saves members time plus money. Yep. Plus an included Paramount Plus subscription to stream movies, shows, sports, and that can't miss documentary. Plus Burger King savings. That's right. Members get 25% off Burger King digital orders every day of the week. Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus. Become a member at walmartplus.com. $35 order minimum. Paramount Plus Essential plan only. Separate registration required. Valid in participating U.S. BKs in the BK app or bk.com for members only. 25% off one time per calendar day. Terms apply. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof that being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
The headline on the front page of the Irish Daily Mail today: tourists face tax to stay in Dublin. A report that there's a plan to increase revenue for local authorities, but that it's opposed by the tourism sector. So we're going to start by talking to Dara Moriarty, Labour Party councillor for Dublin City Council. And I think it's fair to say, Dara, you've written previously in favour of such a proposal. Why? How would it work?
Good afternoon, Matt. Look, I think this is a very reasonable request, a proposal that's been put forward. It's been on the table for some time from Dublin City Council, going back to, I think it was January 2023. The initial proposal was put forward by the Finance Committee of Dublin City Council. They estimated then that a 1% levy, just a 1% levy, could raise around 12 million a year if you put back into Dublin. This is something that is commonplace all over Europe. I think we're actually in the minority of countries across Europe that doesn't have such a tourist tax. I was in Porto on my holidays last September and the sky didn't fall in when I paid my tourist tax.
How much was it?
I think, I think it was €2 a night or something like that. So, you know, it's very small numbers relative to the overall expense of the hotel room. And I think it's rich, I think, the vigorous opposition that we're now seeing from the hoteliers and the tourist lobby who want to oppose the introduction of this tax when their own members, hoteliers all over this country, ratchet up the price of hotel rooms for big concerts, big events. Those are things that will put people off coming to hotel stays, not a percent or a couple of euro on top of a night. So I think it's commonplace. I think it makes sense. We can ring fence that money and put it back into issues that will be of benefit to both people who live in the city and also the tourists who want to visit Dublin. So that's where I stand, and I think it's a common sense approach. Scotland just introduced it. They're introducing it from July 2026, a 5% levy that could raise upwards of £50 million sterling or £60 million a year. And I think this is happening all over Europe. Why can't we do it here?
Okay, and this apparently has been considered by the relevant minister, Peter Burke, at present. Paul Gallagher is chief executive of the Irish Hotels Federation. What's your response?
I think, look, Dublin City councillors are hell-bent on getting this. It's not very pro-tourism. We don't believe we need such a charge. We already pay 29 cents every year to the state in returns of tax and corporation tax and employee taxes. Our Dublin hotels pay over 25 million a year. million euro a year to Dublin City Council. I think we...
And how do they pay that 25
million? Well, it's roughly 1,000 euros a room. That's what I was paying when I was running a hotel.
In commercial rates?
In commercial rates, yeah. So the easy solution for Dublin City Council is simply change the multiplier for all commercial rates, and that would pay for whatever they wish to do. But, you know, Dublin City Council have put forward no idea what this money is for, except this morning someone said there'd be 250 more street cleaners. I mean, it's just been plucked out of fresh air, and unfortunately, there's no real deep thinking going on behind this at all.
What would the money, Dara Moriarty, be used for?
Yeah, well, look, I think we need to be very clear on this. The funding of local government in this country pales in comparison to the rest of Europe. We're way behind in terms of the funding levels that go into local government. We, as Dublin City Councillors, have little to no say over revenue-raising measures as City Councillors, elected representatives for our communities. And what we're calling for is that the national government, and remember, this is something that has been dealt with at a national level by Minister Peter Burke, we're asking that they give us, as local authorities, the power to deal with this tourist tax issue that can be raised. And what we're proposing really is that Dublin City would be the pilot for this project, and that eventually it would be able to be taken up by councils all over the country. And what we're proposing really is that this could be raised and amended at a local level by the councillors, given the revenue needs of the day. And I think there's a whole lot of different models that can be deployed here, Matt, to raise this money. I think if you look at different countries, they have fixed charges of I think Lisbon is €4 per night per guest, for example. In other jurisdictions, you have a percentage of the room rate. In Paris, they have different tariffs, whether it's a 3-, 4-, 5-star hotel, whether it's a hostel or a short-term tourist let. So the models are out there for us to look at and investigate and then take into account what we want to do here in Ireland. I mean, my personal view is I would favour a percentage on the room charge, because then that levies, I think, a fairer tax on people who pay for more expensive rooms versus those who pay for cheaper rooms. And I think what we should be spending this money on is ring-fencing it for areas and issues that affect the lives of Dubliners, but also of tourists. So that's, to me, is issues like the public realm, improving the street cleanliness of Dublin, improving our pedestrianisation, making that, you know, on-street dining is more viable for people. And also, I think something that I've been hearing knocking around since I've been on Dublin City Council is public toilets. I think we need more public toilets in the city. All these ideas are out there, but we have no funding mechanisms or revenue-raising mechanisms at Dublin City Council level to do this. And this is one issue that we think can really help.
Can you not do those things which are existing revenues?
So every local authority in the country is mandated by law to balance their budget. So we as Dublin City Councillors are often tinkering around the edges with scraps in terms of keeping existing service level provision there. In terms of raising revenue, we can vary up or down the LPT, we can increase rates, commercial rates by small percentages, but this would be a new funding stream. And I think it's really, really important that we broaden our tax base. We hear so often how reliant we are as a country at a national level on the revenues made by corporate tax. We need to broaden our tax base, and I think this revenue stream, a tourist tax, which is commonplace all over Europe, from everywhere, from Edinburgh to Rome, from Budapest to Brussels, from Amsterdam to Barcelona, all over Europe, any person who goes on holidays from Ireland will have experienced paying these taxes. The sky didn't fall in, it didn't affect their trip, it didn't stop them from going to bars or restaurants and spending and having nights out. So I think it's a nonsensical argument that we get trapped in here, talking about the amount of tax that goes already from the tourist industry. I mean, we already pay income tax, we already pay VAT, but we then have to go abroad and pay a tourist tax. So I don't think they're not the same, they're not like for like. So I think that the arguments that are being made here are paper thin. I think we want to invest in Dublin, we want to invest in greater public service for Dublin, and I think broadening our revenue streams, having another revenue stream for that, makes sense.
Okay, Paul Gallagher, the point made by Darren Moriarty is that this is commonplace in cities all over Europe. You also get it if you go to the United States as well, in many cities. It's accepted by tourists. They mightn't like it when they get their bill at the end, that they get this little bit extra on top. But in the overall scheme of things, it's not a lot, is it?
Well, that depends on your point of view, is what's not a lot. I mean, we're an island nation. We find it very hard to get visitors to come here. It's already considered an expensive destination, so adding extra cost is going to be a consideration for our tourists. But it's interesting, I mean, Dublin City Council allowed for the creation of a business improvement scheme about 12 or 13 years ago, and that was designed to generate more revenue so that they would improve the public realm and cleaning and all sorts of things around the Dublin City Centre area. And hotels that sit on all of those streets along with other ratepayers pay an additional 5% on their rates already, and have been doing for over a decade. What's wrong really is that Dublin City Council have really no strategy at the moment as to what they want the money for, except they want the money. I think beyond that, there's no ring fencing at all. And if they want to raise sufficient rates in order to actually do all the things they need to do, 12 million euros isn't certainly going to fix it. You should apply a different multiplier to commercial rates right across the city, and everybody pays.
But what about that, Darren Moriarty? Would that not be a fairer way of doing things?
Well, I think we hear an awful lot about the hospitality industry and how it's struggling, and I think that's very well founded, and we know that. We hear that all the time. But by comparison, the hotel sector is doing very well. I think last year, for example, there was an 80% occupancy rate. We know as well of how expensive the rooms can be. I mentioned already that particularly during big events, during big concerts, that the prices skyrocket. So the hotels are doing well. And in my own area, in Dublin A, for example, I've seen nothing but planning permissions come in for more and more hotels, so developers are certainly interested in delivering more hotels. So
and they deliver
I think
jobs.
It makes sense.
Are you against more hotels, Darren?
I'm certainly against the over-concentration of hotels in my own area. I've been very vicious on that for a long time.
Why? What's the problem with them if they create jobs bring in money?
Well, the problem is we have over 15,000 people in emergency homeless accommodation. We have a housing crisis, a housing shortage.
But that's not hoteliers' fault.
I don't think I need to rehearse all of those.
Nothing to do with the hotel industry.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is when we have finite land in our city being used for the development of hotels when we do need housing. So I think that's an issue that has been dealt with.
But hold on a second, Dara. Actually, there is an important point here in that we could have a crackdown on Airbnb. If we had more hotel rooms and then had a crackdown on Airbnb, we would have more rooms that could be available for rent for people living in the city and in the country rather than for tourists coming in.
100%. I don't disagree with that at all. I would absolutely be in favour of that. And the government has made a mess of trying to apply that rule so that we do crack down on Airbnbs. And I know through myself, as a city councillor, working cross-party with others in Dublin City Council, we put huge pressure on Dublin City Council's planning enforcement section to deal with that. I suppose we're getting off the point here slightly in terms of...
It's all linked together, Dara.
It is absolutely all linked together. And I think that we do have a tourist industry in Ireland that is very welcome. It contributes massively. I think we want tourists to come and spend time in our city. We also need to cater for people who live in Dublin. And I think that the introduction of a tourist tax would give us additional revenue to deal with some of those public realm issues, those street cleaning issues, those projects such as introducing more and available public toilets in our parks and in our city centre. Those are issues that I think all ideas that are very, very warranted, but we need funding to deliver them. So I think what Paul and his organisation are trying to push is that go after everybody's revenue, go after everybody's money. But this tourist tax is commonplace all over Europe. It happens everywhere, and I don't see why Dublin should be any different.
Dave says maybe Dublin City Council could sell some of its vacant properties to implement to improve its balance sheet. Last word on this to you, Paul Gallagher from the Irish Hotels Federation. Do you expect that the government now, having received this briefing note from the department officials, will introduce this accommodation levy?
No, I don't believe it'll happen this year. I mean, the industry has a lot of costs already coming at it. So, autumn enrollment's coming for the industry, like everybody else who works. You know, hotels are viable if they're given the right environment to thrive. And we are an island nation. So, look, I think if Dublin City Council is short of money, they need to think of more broad funding measures than just a tourist tax. I mean, if you think about COVID, there would be no bed tax revenue if COVID came again. So Dublin City Council would be short then. So, I mean, it's got to be much more holistic and long term. And if it is going to be a real reality, well, what are the improvements we're all going to expect to see? Because I can't see it right now.
Thank you very much, Paul Gallagher from the Irish Hotels Federation. Dara Moriarty, a Labour councillor in Dublin City Council.
The last word. With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus free delivery, which saves members time plus money. Yep. Plus an included Paramount Plus subscription to stream movies, shows, sports, and that can't miss documentary. Plus Burger King savings. That's right. Members get 25% off Burger King digital orders every day of the week. Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus. Become a member at walmartplus.com. $35 order minimum. Paramount Plus Essential plan only. Separate registration required. Valid at participating USBKs in the BK app or bk.com for members only. 25% off one time per calendar day. Terms apply. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.